What a great night. What a great time to be together, to hear the songs of Christmas, to hear it in other languages. That was German, Spanish. It's just, it's humbling to remember this moment that's celebrated all over the world today. Well, Christmas is a season for giving gifts. And we love Christmas, we love giving gifts, we love receiving gifts, and every once in a while you hear a story that touches your heart, and I came across just an amazing story that is about a man who gave an incredible gift, and it's a story of a family that moved into a new house, and they met their neighbor, and it's the Williams family, and they met their neighbor, Ken, 3 years ago. And he was bouncing a 20-foot ladder across the face of his house, and he was up on top of that ladder, and by the way, he's 83 years old. And the Williams family became great friends with their neighbor, Ken. And 2 years ago, the Williams family had their first baby. It's a baby girl named Katie, and she was born 2 years ago. And of course, Ken, their neighbor, became something like a grandfather to this little baby girl. And at Christmas time, he would come over and he would bring a gift to give to little Katie. And Ken, he would always joke, you know, he's the guy that's up on the ladder, and he always joked he would live to be 100. But turns out he died just a couple of years ago at age 86. And the family began to realize that this was going to be the first Christmas that they weren't going to receive a gift from their neighbor, Ken. Well, this would have been the first Christmas in Katie's life that she didn't receive a gift from her neighbor, from her friend Ken. But this is crazy. Ken made sure that Katie was going to receive a gift that year and for many Christmases to come. And this is what Katie's dad wrote on social media, and it's gone out all over the place. Maybe you saw it. Owen Williams, Katie's dad, got on social media. He wrote this: "Our elderly neighbor passed away recently. His daughter popped over a few minutes ago, clutching a large plastic sack. In the sack were all the Christmas presents he'd bought for our daughter for the next 13 years." Isn't that amazing? Wow. And now this family has a new tradition. Every Christmas, they're going to open up a Christmas gift from Ken for the next 13 years for Katie. Now, Katie's 2 years old, and she's probably not going to remember her neighbor who was her special friend, but over the years, she'll always remember how much she meant to him. And I thought about that story, and it's such a powerful story, and it touched my heart, just thinking about this neighbor and his love, that he would give gifts for the next 13 years, gift after gift after gift. And I just began to think about Jesus, because that's what Jesus has done for us, isn't it? Because Jesus has given us gift after gift after gift. Here at Hope Community Church, we've been in a series this Advent season looking at some of the gifts of Christmas. And each week it's been a lot of fun because we've opened up another gift from Jesus. And then the next week we show up and it's like another gift from Jesus. And then another gift from Jesus. And guys, these aren't just dollar store gifts. These are gifts we desperately long for and need. And you can see them on the screen. Hope. Hope is on the table. Joy. Peace. Love. But wrapped around all these gifts is the greatest gift of all. And it's the gift of Jesus. It's what we celebrate tonight. And ultimately, what I want to talk about tonight is this idea that Jesus is the gift. He is the gift. And there is a gift on the table for you tonight. And I just want to speak to every person in this room. Because what you do with that gift is going to make all the difference in your life. So I want to read a story for you. It's a familiar story. It's the story of Christmas. It's the story of Jesus' birth out of Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." What a wonderful story. We celebrate Christmas, and tonight and tomorrow, as you open gifts around the Christmas tree, I want you to remember that you have been given the greatest gift of all. There's a gift on the table. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. And Jesus is the gift. He's the gift for every one of us in this room today. But what you do with that gift is going to make the difference in your life. So in the next couple minutes, just a short couple minutes here, I want to share on my heart just three things that we can do with this gift of Jesus Christ. So God, thank you for tonight. Thank you for each person that is here. There is no one in this room by mistake. Because on this Christmas, you have a gift for every one of us, and it's the gift of your Son. He's the Word made flesh, the light of the world, shining in the darkness. And I just pray that as we think about him in these moments, that our hearts and our lives would be changed tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. So just a few thoughts here. Jesus came. He is the gift. Really quickly, three things we can do with this gift. Number one, Jesus is a gift to be received. And I just love that. What's the first thing you're going to do with the gift? You're going to receive it, right? And Jesus is a gift to be received. And now you've probably, maybe you've heard around the Christmas season, this kind of saying, that Christmas is the season of what? Do you know? Giving. Yeah, that's right. Christmas is the season of giving. But interestingly enough, giving gifts isn't the biggest reason of the season. And I don't want to disappoint you with that a little bit. But giving is an expression. It's a response. But Christmas isn't just the season of giving. Christmas is the season of receiving God's gift to you. And God has given you a gift in Jesus. And if you think about it, there would never be Christmas giving if there never was a Christmas receiving. Now, have you received the gift of the very first Christmas? Now, I know some of you are here today, and you have said this Christmas season, "I don't want a gift. I don't need anything. I've got everything I need. Don't get me a gift." Anybody here today? Anybody sitting next to that person? I'm sorry, Ange. I'm that person. The truth is, we all need the gift of Jesus. We all need God in our life. And I was thinking just a few months ago, I met a mom who was bringing her daughter to youth group. And she was dropping off her daughter, and I really hadn't met her before, so I just said hi and said, hey, how's it going? You know, what are you here for? And she said, I'm here at church today to drop off my daughter at youth group. And then she goes, my daughter really needs Jesus. And I just looked at her and I just said, let me tell you something. By the way, I'm the pastor here, and I'm here at church today because I need Jesus in my life too. See, I need God in my life, and that's why I need Jesus. And you need God in your life, and that's why you need Jesus. And that's why Jesus came. Jesus came to forgive you of the sins that separate you from God. He came to be your strength, your helper, your friend, your hope, your love. He came to be the joy we desperately need. He came to give us a reason to live for something bigger in this world. He came to be Emmanuel, God with us and God with you. So I'm just here today on another day because I need Jesus in my life. See, this is the story of Christmas. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And Christmas is the celebration of the birth of Jesus. And the reason we celebrate the birth of Jesus is because Jesus is the gift. And through Jesus, God is actually demonstrating his love to you tonight. And some of you are here right now, and you have burdens that need to be lifted. Some of you are here tonight, and you have problems that need to be solved. You have sins that need to be forgiven. And I just want to invite you today to maybe take a small step towards God and to simply say tonight, just like I say every single day, is just to simply say, I need Jesus. I need God. I want to invite Jesus into my life as my Savior, my Lord, and my friend. And the moment you do that, you have received the gift of Christmas. It is the gift of a life with God that starts today and lasts forever. It's the gift of love, joy, peace, and the hope of God in your life, and ultimately, eternal life. Jesus is the gift. He's a gift to be received. Second, Jesus is a gift to be unwrapped. And that was a powerful point in the reading tonight where it was like, you can't wrap Jesus. You can't keep him wrapped. I love that. Jesus really is a gift to be unwrapped. And some of you here tonight have received the gift of Jesus, but you haven't unwrapped it yet. You haven't unwrapped that baby in a manger. Have you ever gotten a gift that you wish you never would have unwrapped? Have you ever gotten that gift? Some socks, some oven mitts. I don't know. Maybe you got that gift you wish you never would have unwrapped. Years ago, Angie and I were part of a gift exchange. And it was one of those exchanges you go to year after year. And it's kind of the same people. I don't know if you've been to that gift exchange. But there's always like the same few really terrible gifts. And they seem to come back year after year after year. You know what I'm talking about? And for us at this gift exchange, it was the pencil puzzle. The pencil puzzle. I have a picture. This isn't exactly it. It was a 500-piece puzzle of number two pencils. And you know what this gift exchange is like. I mean, everybody's looking at the gifts like, is that the pencil puzzle? Like, I'm not opening that, you know? Like, everybody's praying, Lord, not the pencil puzzle. Well, inevitably, I got the pencil puzzle, and everybody's like, oh, you know, you got the pencil puzzle. And I know what I'm going to do with this gift. I'm going to take it home, and the first thing I'm going to do is not put it together. I'm going to put it on a shelf in a corner of the house where nobody can see the pencil puzzle, and it's going to sit there until next year when I'm going to rewrap it, take it to the same party with the same people so somebody else gets the pencil puzzle. You know what I'm talking about. We all do this, right? And I think sometimes This is what we do with Christmas. We unwrap this gift only to put it on the shelf for a whole year, only to unwrap it again a year later. And it is awesome to be at the party. You love going to the party. It's great to celebrate with friends and family. And we want to do this year after year after year. But we just believe that this gift we have received is so amazing, this gift of Jesus, that we got to unwrap it. It's a gift to be unwrapped. And so over the next year, I want to encourage you to begin to unwrap this baby in a manger. Begin to unwrap this gift. There's a lot of ways you could do it. And we want to help. We want to help you to unwrap the gift of Jesus. And just want to encourage you, starting January 5th, we're going to begin a brand new series here at Hope called Kingdom Living. And we're going through the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount is the greatest sermon ever given. I know a lot of you are like, yes, I want to hear more sermons. This is Jesus' sermon. And it really is the best summary of how to have a life in God and to live in the fullness of what he has for you. So I want to encourage you to come out for that. Whatever that looks like for you this year, maybe you have a church home or a church family, I just want to encourage you not only to receive the gift of Jesus, but to begin to unwrap it and see the difference that he might make in your life. Last one, Jesus is a gift to be thankful for. Jesus is a gift to be thankful for. One of the first things my mom taught me growing up, when you open the Christmas gift, is to say thanks. You know, she'd always say, did you say thanks for that gift? Did you say thank you? My wife does the same thing. My two little ones. My mom always taught me the way to receive a gift was to simply say thank you. And, you know, if that's how we teach our kids, the same is true with the gift of Jesus. One of the most powerful things we can do is to just simply say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this gift. And that's what gratitude is all about. Gratitude is an emotional response to a gift. And how many of you here tonight, even on Christmas Eve, know it's okay to get a little emotional about the gift that God has given us? It's okay. The angels sing, the weary world rejoices, because Jesus, our Savior, has been born. I'm thankful. Are you guys thankful for Jesus tonight and the gift of Jesus? I'm so thankful. I love what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 9:15. After talking about the blessing of giving, Paul was overwhelmed at the thought of what God had given us, and he expressed what I think is the emotion of Christmas. 2 Corinthians 9:15, he says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And that's what Jesus is. Jesus is an indescribable gift. The New Living Translation puts it this way. Thank God for his son, a gift too wonderful for words. I love that. And so tonight we are talking about a God that loved you so much. He came for you. He took on humanity. He took on weakness. He became a baby, ultimately to die a death he didn't deserve for you and for me and for my salvation and for your salvation. And maybe tonight as we sing Silent Night in just a couple of minutes, maybe the best response for you tonight is to simply say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this indescribable gift, a gift beyond words. You're the light of the world. Thank you for being a light in the darkness of this world. Thanks for coming for me. Thank you for hope and salvation. And so tonight, as we celebrate Christmas, as you celebrate Christmas, Jesus is the gift. There's a gift on the table for you tonight. Gift to be received. Unwrap it. Say thank you for it. So as you do, just want to wish you a merry, merry Christmas. May God bless you and your family. So I'm going to invite our team up. And we're going to give you some instructions. And we're going to sing Silent Night together. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for the season, for family and friends. What a wonderful gift we've been given. This baby in a manger. He lived the life that we couldn't live. He became human. And he went to a cross for our sins. That gift couldn't be unwrapped. But I just pray tonight, Lord, that we would begin to unwrap that gift, to receive it. Say, thank you, Jesus, tonight for the gift of your son. In Jesus' name, amen.